Good morning. My guest this morning is Decker Smith from the Laguna de Santa Rosa Foundation. Good morning, Decker.
Good morning.
Well, we are talking about volunteering. And actually, we were having a conversation about volunteering before this interview started. This is really a class, a four-week-long class, Wednesdays and Saturdays, about working as a Laguna guide. So what does that entail exactly?
So my connection with the foundation started in a program to become a docent for the foundation. And upon graduation from that program, I realized that my commitment was not going to be as big as I had wanted. And coincidentally, the foundation decided at that time to start training people to become guides. And so I leapt at that opportunity.
Uh-huh.
There are many different avenues that one can take. One is a guide. We have open houses at the Laguna Center, Education Center, that people can help to host. We have public tours that people can help to guide. We, for example, every spring have a guided tour out to Delta Pond to see the great blue heron rookery out there.
That's right.
And there are times where we are simply stationed at the Laguna Center on Sanford Road outside of Sebastopol to guide people through the center itself.
Mm-hmm. That's terrific. It's been wonderful for me to see the foundation grow because for many years I lived off Guerneville Road, but right there at the bridge, which is really sort of one boundary of the Laguna. I'm really glad that that wonderful area is getting the care that it deserves. This is eight sessions on Wednesday evenings and Saturdays. I guess that's probably Saturday in the afternoon, right?
Saturday mornings. And generally what happens on the Saturdays is there are actual field trips so that people are outside exploring the trails and becoming familiar with the area so that they can become guides. The Wednesday evening are classwork where we learn about the ecology of the watershed and how vital the wetlands are to all of us.
As a volunteer, if one completes this course, how much time do you have to subscribe to?
It's quite liberal. They ask for anywhere from 5 to 10 hours a month, which is really minimal. And most of the guides give far more time than that. And there are certainly lots of opportunities to do that.
I'm sure there are. Have you been pleased with your whole association with the Laguna Foundation?
Absolutely. It has always been my goal, and I've been in Sonoma County since 1972, to be a part of the community in which I live, which is one of the reasons I chose to work for the County of Sonoma. I did so at the old community hospital and then in public health. And I think it's incumbent on each one of us to give back to our community. And at the same time, it expands our community.
That's great. That's really quite wonderful. I should point out that there is a fee for taking this course, right?
Right.
Which is really a donation to the foundation.
Absolutely. And the learning experience is more than worth the minimal fee that is required.
Great. Decker, thank you very much for coming in. And again, thanks very much for what you do for the county.
Thank you.
Let's remind people that this is the Laguna Guides training program beginning on May 18th. To get more information about it, you can go to lagunafoundation.org and get all the info that you need to know. Thanks very much for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day. Thank you.